And we'll start this hour with a tragedy in Arizona, a flash flood that took the lives of at least 9 people, 3 adults, 6 children, 1 adult remains missing. The group had been relaxing at the Cold Spring swimming hole on Saturday, about 100 miles from Phoenix, when a heavy thunderstorm upstream created 6-foot-high floodwaters. Here's Sergeant Detective David Horning with the Gila County Sheriff's Office speaking last night.
Recovering children is probably one of the hardest things to do. You don't see a lot of the emotion come out of us here. It's later that we have our moments.
For more, we're joined by Stina Sieg of Here and Now contributor KJZZ. Stina, first of all, tell us about these victims. It sounds like they were all part of a family group.
Yeah, they were. And we don't know exactly how they were all, you know, related, but they were all on a family outing. The sheriff's office says some of them were from around here, perhaps up in Flagstaff, and some of them were from the Phoenix area.
But some people there were able to be rescued. Tell us about what happened.
Yeah, so 4 people were taken from the floodwaters. They were also from that family group. They were, you know, because a total of 14 people were swept away by the water. And at the time, there happened to be a search and rescue crew, like just in the area, helping a hiker who was having an allergic reaction. So they were able to spring into action immediately and, you know, call for a helicopter. And the sheriff's office says that that probably shaved off about 45 minutes and might have saved those 4 people's lives.
What happened here? Is it just as simple as, you know, big thunderstorm and then the water goes downstream and there we are? Or, you know, we know there have been a lot of forest fires in the area recently. Is that related?
I think it is. I mean, the water hit the fire scar left by a recent fire that was just a couple weeks ago. And so all that, you know, all that burned up, you know, debris and brush and logs came rushing down, you know, through this waterway that's usually just a stream. And instead it was, you know, 6 feet high, it was 40 feet wide, and it just, you know, hit the swimming hole, you know, completely unexpectedly.
So there was no warning for anybody?
No, there wasn't. And the thing is, you know, the rain had happened hours before. It had happened miles upstream, and it was not raining at the time that the flood, you know, hit the watering hole and hit the swimming hole. And there had been actually some flash flood warnings that had been issued, but, you know, we're in this really rural area and cell phones don't, for the most part, work there. So there were probably 100 people at the swimming hole at the time, and it's likely that no one even knew that there was a flash flood warning.
How common are situations like this in Arizona?
Well, I mean, flash flooding is really common. You know, we have this wildfire season, which is then, you know, right after there's the monsoon season. And so we have flash floods all the time. But when I was talking to this officer with the sheriff's department, he said that, you know, this kind of tragedy really is not common. Like, he had never seen this scale of life taken in the 13 years he'd been with the sheriff's office.
That's Stina Sieg, who's a senior field correspondent for KJZZ in Arizona, talking with us about the tragic flash flood at a swimming hole there that has taken the lives of at least 9 people. Stina, thank you.
Thank you.